Emotive and friendly, the financial world is flipping its script, and it's wild to watch traditional giants like Morgan Stanley dive headfirst into the crypto game. It's like seeing a dinosaur try to ride a skateboard, unexpected but totally cool.
Friendly but serious, exactly. Morgan Stanley just filed for a national trust bank charter with the OCC. This isn't just paperwork. It's a big middle finger to the crypto is too risky crowd. They're saying we're here to play.
Enthusiastic, right? This move is more than a checkmark on a to-do list. It's a declaration. We're serious about digital assets. They're eyeing custody, trading, and even staking like a full-service crypto buffet for their clients.
Measured, that's the thing. This charter would let them act as a trusted custodian for crypto, which is a huge shift. For years, institutions have been stuck in limbo, waiting for a secure way to hold digital assets without the Wild West risks.
Excited, and now they're not just holding the line, they're building the bridge. Imagine having the same security as your 401k, but for Bitcoin. That's what this charter could do.
Serious but engaging, exactly. It's a game changer for institutional investors. Without this framework, they've been hesitant to bet big on crypto. Now, with a regulated, insured custody solution, the doors are wide open.
Enthusiastic plus, think about the trading angle. Morgan Stanley's massive client base could finally access regulated crypto platforms. It's like giving them a seat at the table. No more sneaking around with unregulated exchanges.
Thoughtful and staking. That's the next frontier. By leveraging their banking infrastructure, they're not just storing crypto, they're actively participating in the blockchain ecosystem.
Energetic, this isn't just about keeping keys safe. It's about turning crypto into a mainstream asset. Morgan Stanley is saying, we're not just observers, we're builders.
Serious, right. This move isn't just about profits. It's about bridging the gap between legacy finance and the digital future. The OCC's charter would act as a bridge, letting institutions offer custody, trading, and staking, all with the same rigor as traditional banking.
Friendly, and let's not forget their ETF filings. They're already laying the groundwork with spot ETFs for Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Solana. It's a two-pronged attack, products for investors and infrastructure for the market.
Measured, that's the beauty of it. The ETFs are the front door, easy, regulated access. The trust bank is the back end, ensuring those assets are safe. Together, they're creating a seamless, secure pathway for institutional money.
Excited, this is a turning point. Institutional investors are no longer on the sidelines. They're demanding products that match their risk tolerance and regulatory comfort. Morgan Stanley's move is a signal. We're here to stay.
Serious, and that's why this charter matters. It's not just about Morgan Stanley. It's about the entire financial system adapting. The crypto market is maturing, and institutions are finally ready to play.
Friendly, so here's to the future, where crypto and traditional finance finally shake hands. It's a wild ride, but Morgan Stanley's got the keys.
Thoughtful indeed. The next chapter is written in blockchain, and the big banks are finally ready to sign their names.